leader is expected to follow as well as lead. They're mandated to follow guidelines and policy limitations while seeking ways to advance what they oversee in order to create a greater strength as well as potential. Since ascending to the papacy, Pope Francis has made public comments and church policy proclamations which have caused some to obviously cheer and certainly others to object to. Our next guest joins us to discuss the path of Pope Francis, what his actions may mean for the Catholic Church. He's the Catholic Program Director for Faith and Public Life, author of the book, The Francis Effect, A Radical Pope's Challenge to the American Catholic Church, John Garing. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And the website for Faith and Public Life is the obvious, faithandpubliclife.org. The subtitle of your book, John, The Francis Effect, A Radical Pope's Challenge to the American Catholic Church, is Pope Francis radical or is he an activist pope? Would that be a more accurate term?
Asked once whether he was away from that word, but what he said was, a true revolutionary is one who goes back to the roots. And the word radical comes from radix, which means the root. And I think he's radical not in a political or ideological sense, but in two ways. One, he wants to go back to the radical roots of the gospel and anchor the church in that message. He's also radical in the sense that he wants to get at the root causes of structural injustice. And so when he talks about inequality, for example, something that's out of balance, and he wants to get to the root of those causes.
Well, some of the areas of society he's addressed with abortion, transgender, and we can go on from there. Is he enabling the church to catch up to the times? Like we always hear in technology with the law has to catch up with technology. Does the church have to catch up with society, and is Francis enabling that to happen?
I think what Pope Francis is doing is picking up the call of the Second Vatican Council, which was a major watershed moment in the church's life from 1962 to 65. And those documents, and there were many important ones, said the church needs to read, quote, the signs of the times. And Pope Francis reads the signs of the times not as a politician does, but as a religious leader. And so I think that he wants to engage with culture. You know, the Catholic Church doesn't stick a finger in the air and say, well, popular opinion says this, we're going to go that way as well. But I do, and in that sense, the Catholic Church is countercultural. But I do think this pope has a vision for the church of engagement, a church that builds bridges. And in his words, the church needs to be out in the streets getting bruised and hurting. And so I think that's really a refreshing model, and people seem to be responding to it.
How much of what Pope Francis is doing with opening the camera lens to areas and people who have not received attention or focus or care by the church, is this a continued repair attempt after the sex scandals and the, some would say, dragging of the feet that the church took into trying to make that right?
Well, Pope Francis has said he wants the church to be a field hospital for the wounded, in his words. So I think he knows that, you know, the institution of the church itself has at times been a source of pain for people. And, you know, that image of dating, I think this pope in some ways is different from other church leaders. You know, many church leaders look out to the world kind of wagging the finger and finding all the faults and foibles in the secular culture. I think the Pope is aware of those challenges, but he also looks closely at the church. I mean, he holds up the Catholic Church to scrutiny at times that we've failed and we can do better. And so there's an honest assessment of the church's failings, but also a recognition, you know, that the church has to reach out. The church has to go to the margins and welcome people in. And I think that that's sort of a framework that appeals to people, and I think it's inviting, and it's very much rooted, I think, in an inclusive, gospel-oriented message.
I'm with John Garing, who is the Catholic Program Director for Faith and Public Life. His book, The Francis Effect, A Radical Pope's Challenge to the American Catholic Church, faithandpubliclife.org, is a website for that organization. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. You mentioned you referred to politics earlier in this segment, John. As far as the, for lack of a better phrase, the politics of the Vatican, the politics of the church, much like in secular politics, you have your liberal and conservative wings. Same situation within the church. How, up to this point, has the Pope's proclamations and areas of walking into, how has that been received by the various factions of the church?
Well, I do think this Pope is changing the politics of the Church, and let me give a few examples of that. I think he's doing that with his appointments of bishops in the United States and also his muscular emphasis on issues of inequality and the moral dimensions of climate change. So in terms of the appointments, for example, Pope Francis appointed a bishop in San Diego, Bishop Robert McElroy, a few months ago, and Bishop McElroy is very much kind of a Francis bishop in the same way that the new bishop in Chicago, Archbishop Blaise Supich, who Pope Francis appointed several months ago as well, they're very much in that vein. And so, for example, Robert McElroy, the bishop in San Diego, has made a very strong case that the Francis papacy demands a transformation, and I'm using his words now, a transformation in the Catholic political conversation in this country. And I think what he means by that and how he elaborates on that in his article that he wrote for America Magazine, a Jesuit publication in the United States, is we've had kind of a narrowly defined Catholic political narrative in this country in recent years that has been focused on a few hot-button issues. And the Pope offers the Church an opportunity to get back to a more expansive moral agenda that's really rooted in kind of what the Church understands as a consistent ethic of life. And so the Church cares about life of the unborn for the same reason why we care about the undocumented. And I think that this Pope is offering, an opportunity to lift up that message again.
If you go through the timeline of the popes, has there ever been a point in history where a pope had to take a similar action or go down a path that Pope Francis is, albeit in the early days, walking down now?
I mean, I think the closest parallel in modern times is definitely Pope John the 23rd, the Second Vatican Council from 1962 to 1965. That was a major moment in the life of the Church that really called the Church to have a different engagement with the modern world, building bridges with the modern world, being in dialogue. And so that was a major moment, and that I think that seems to be the closest parallel. But what I think Francis is doing is really going back to something that his namesake, St. Francis of Assisi, did back in the 13th century, really renewing sort of the deep spirituality of this Church. And Pope Francis is a Jesuit, and he's inspired by Ignatian spirituality, which finds God in all things. And so I think, he's going back to some very deep core issues that can help heal the Church, that can help reorient the Church in the radical soil of the gospel. And I think people are finding that incredibly challenging, but also really refreshing and new and exciting.
Wrapping up our time with John Gary, who is the Catholic Program Director for Faith and Public Life and author of the book, The Francis Effect, A Radical Pope's Challenge to the American Catholic Church. Faithandpubliclife.org is that group's website. You're listening to Issues and Ideas. Some are theorizing or maybe getting a little conspiratorial that Pope Francis is a cross between a politician and a successful CEO, where what he is saying is not always something he initializes. It comes from, granted, the more liberal bishops. They presented to him, and Francis says, "Hey, sounds good to me. Let's go for that." Is there any justification to that belief?
I think what you see happening, and this is unique, is you see a fairly open debate in the Church right now among cardinals, because I think Pope Francis wants that debate, and he's said that himself. I mean, before the last synod meeting that became such a controversial event, as issues that were discussed, Pope Francis said, "Let's have the debate," and he's definitely getting it in spades. I mean, there are conservative cardinals who are not happy with some of the internal reform he's trying to push. There are certainly bishops in the United States who wish he was talking more about abortion, even though, I mean, Pope Francis does talk about abortion as part of a larger, what he calls, throwaway culture, which is a challenge to the left and some progressives on the issue. So I think it's that there's an open debate right now in the Church that we didn't necessarily see in the papacies of John Paul II and Benedict, and I think that's healthy for the Church. The Pope has said it's healthy for a Church. He speaks all the time about a Church that has a sense of motion and journey. And if the Church is stagnant and it's not growing and it's not wrestling, then in his words, it's sick. It grows sick. And so I think this Pope wants debate. I think he wants to, push issues that up to the top agenda that have not been emphasized as much in recent years.
Some may call it turning of the page. Others may call it the change in the guard. But either way, what John does with the Francis Effect, A Radical Pope's Challenge to the American Catholic Church, he dives into the recent history that helps explain the current mechanics. With judging by what the Pope Francis has done so far, one can safely assume much more to come, including a historic speech to a joint session of Congress in about a week or so, which, again, the Pope making history. And we see what comes of that as well as far as political influence is concerned, because deny it or not, the church has it and they use it. And to what effect remains to be seen. Learn more about the Faith and Public Life organization. Their website is faithandpubliclife.org. We're joined by their Catholic program director and author of the book, The Francis Effect, John Gary. John, thanks so much for giving us a very valuable education into a lot of the changes going on, a lot of it based on the history and the path that others have paved before, but Pope Francis seems to want to add to it, expand on it, and thanks for being here this morning.